Hi, welcome back to the Daf Yomi Kuf Mem Hey Amid Aleph. So, Gemara talks about over here, Kebetza Mechuvenes Tahor, the exact amount of an egg, the liquid is going to be Tahor. More about the Zav touching the food, less than the size of an egg, can't become Tameh. We have a distinction between Mashke HaOmed Li'ibud and Mashke HaOmed Letzach Tzecho. Mashke Omed Libud is liquid that stands to go to waste, and the Tanami disagree and hold it's a liquid that stands to be used to cause it to shine. Gemara raises an objection with a Mesevesh, Sochatin Kavashim B'Shabbos, Litzarech HaShabbos. One can squeeze pickled vegetables in Shabbos for the purpose of using them on Shabbos, but not for the conclusion of Shabbos. V'zeisim Anovim Lo Yischot, and if you Sochat, if you Shita, you're going to be Chayev Chatas. Few important sugya items here. The Gemara Samar Chayav Rashi Amar Dvar Tar Eino Chayav Ela Aldrisas Zaysim Anovim Bilvad. One is only be chayav for stomping on olives and grapes, and all other isurim related to squeezing or juicing are derabanan. And then similarly, it was taught in the Debe Menashe Dvar Torah Eino Chayav Aldrisas Zaysim Avad, but Ein Aiden Mepiei Kosher, and testimony of one witness based on what he heard from the mouth of another witness, which is hearsay testimony, that's going to be kosher. Ela Edus the Edus Yishuv Avad. It's only going to be acceptable for testimony that a woman's husband died, allowing her to remarry, situation of aguna. Back to Inyone Bishul a bit. Kol shabah b'cham in erev Shabbos, shorin ato b'cham, any salted item that was already placed in hot water, cooked before Shabbos, you could soak it in hot water even on Shabbos itself. Kol shaloba b'cham in medichan aso, you rinse it b'cham in b'Shabbos, except in maliach yot. Discussion over here about whether the animals and birds were also exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Limta Raisa, Rav Yehuda said, Chamishim Ushtayim Shana, Lo Over Ish B'Yehuda. He says, Rav Yehuda says that no person passed the land of Yehuda for 52 years, as it says, Alaharim Esa B'chi B'nehi Me'of HaShemayim Abahema Nod Duholchu. Behema is in Gematria Chamishim V'Tartin Havu, 52. Kulan Amar Rav Yaakov Rav Yochanan, Kulan Chazru Chutz Mekul Yas HaSpanim. They all returned except for Kul Yas HaSpanim. They all came back. Kol Yisrael is a kind of mackerel, which can be found in several bodies of water. Actually, none in the vicinity of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, Mipnei ma moedim shebovel smechim. Why were the festivals in Bovel more joyous than those in Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei shloya ba'osa klol, dechi b'shviso kol mesosa chaga chadash vasa moed, because they were not included in the curse with which Eretz Yisrael was cursed. Ksiv chadash umedechem shonu nafshi hayu alay torech. What is alay torech? What does it mean they're a burden to me? It's not enough for the Jewish people, they sin before me, they're also burdened me to know which harsh decree I'll bring upon them. What reason are the Talmid HaChachamim Shabbavavol so exceptional, Mitsuyan, Lefisha, Einam B'nei Makom, because they're not native to that place, meaning they're so Mitsuyan, special in terms of their clothing, Rashi points out, and therefore they require special clothing to distinguish themselves. Right, as people say, B'masa Shamayim, my own city, I'm honored for my name. In a place that's not my city, Totvai, I'm honored for my clothing. But they say, Talmid HaChachamim Shabbavol, Sha'osin Tzitzin Uprochem LaTorah, they add buds and blossoms to the Torah. Why were the Gentiles mezuamin, contaminated? Shalom amdin al Har Sinai, because they were not at Har Sinai. So a couple ha'aras to make. According to the Mishnah, food that is already fully cooked can be soaked in hot water in Shabbos. And the Gemara wonders, what sort of food is put into hot water after it's already fully cooked? And the Gemara says the chicken of Rabbi Abba was treated in such a way. Why was the chicken of Rabbi Abba soaked in hot water after it was already fully cooked? So Rashi seems to say that in Rabbi Abba's recipe, the chicken needed to be cooked in this way in order to give it a prophylactic properties. The chicken was soaked in hot water not to cook it, but so that would fully dissolve in the water, making a healthy, thick chicken soup. The Piskei Rid says that since Rabbi Abba's chicken was fed to sick people, it had to be made extremely soft, and therefore it was soaked in hot water even though it was fully cooked. Rabbi Nochananel says that Rabbi Abba's cooked chicken was very salty. It was soaked in water in order to wash off some of the salt. Rabbi Yochanan says that all the fish that were exiled from Eretz Yisrael returned except for the tuna of Kolyos HaSponim. Rev explains that underground inclines above it bring water to Ein Etam, but since this fish lacks a strong spine, it was unable to return to those inclines. What's the significance of Kolyos HaSponim not being able to come back? So the Musar, Bali Musar say that the Ingolus, a Jew has to be stubborn in his commitment to Torah Mitzvahs in order to survive being scorned by the nations. And one who's not able to swim against the current is vulnerable to being washed away from the destiny of his brothers. By the way, Rabbi Yoshev points out in the Mishnah and the Brisa and Kedushin that talks about that a parent has to teach a child, a Pasi child, how to swim. Rabbi Yoshev al Derech Drush said that means swim against the tides of contemporary culture. So on a deeper level here, the Aruch in the margin of the Vilna Shas says that the Kulina Sponim is another name for the Shivuta fish, see 110b and 119a. And the Gemara in Chulin says that the marrow of a fish is called, a fish called Shivuta, tastes exactly like Chazir pork. The Shivuta is a mushal to Jews who like the Chazir, show off their split hooves, but are not committed to Torah in their hearts. And their marrow is likened to the chazir. So the word kulius may be related to the word kulus with the letter tuf, which means a bone that contains a marrow. So if a Jew in Golus is not committed to Torah in his heart, even though he practices the mitzvahs as he should, his family will not be able to resist the currents of the world around him.